Good morning. It's been a little bit. I wanted to do an episode today. It's the 4th of July. I like doing episodes on holidays. My first episode for this podcast was actually on Christmas. And I think it's important to do holidays because I think holidays can be really hard and confusing, out of an abusive relationship. I think it's important to reflect not only on good memories, but we also need to remember the bad. Especially if it's been a while, because our brains are wired to heal eventually, and with that healing comes kind of naturally remembering the good, and the bad kind of fades away. As it should, right? Like, we shouldn't always have to live in that trauma and remember all the bad so vividly, but this can get us into trouble and we start dancing around the rabbit hole like, I kind of miss it down there. I wonder what the Mad Hatter's up to today, right? But also, it's so important to reflect on the bad because it helps us recognize the peace that we are currently in. Now that we are out of that rabbit hole and out of the crazy, right? Sometimes peace can kind of feel boring, but it's so important to be thankful for the fact that you're just with you today. That is something to celebrate if that's what's going on for you. If you're just by yourself today, we need to celebrate that you're just with you today. There will be no control. There will be no yelling. There will be no manipulation, no pressure to be the ideal version of yourself in that 4th of July bikini or ideal hostess with the mostess, right? Like, I don't have to be a Stepford wife today. My house is quite messy at the moment. And you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm not going to get in trouble or get a snotty ass remark or be made to feel like I'm worthless because my life doesn't present as it does on television, you know, like the television show that plays out in your abuser's head. That's what they think their life should look like and be like. And if you have one fucking thing out of place, they get rather upset, you know. So I'm kind of gonna do like an exercise here. And if you're feeling down and you're missing your old life, I think this might help you. So maybe you can listen to this and then do it for yourself. Kind of give yourself the two different versions. So there was one 4th of July that I had with my hide that sometimes I remember as happy. You know, and in the past it has made me miss my life with him. So I'm gonna go through the ideal version that I am remembering when I'm romanticizing, and then I'll go through a reality version of what actually happened that day that helps me kind of get corrected and come back to reality and appreciating my peace. So, the ideal version that I kind of go back to was, you know, this was the first holiday that we spent with my daughter together. I dressed her up super cute in this dress that she did not want to wear, but she looked adorable. And we went to his parents and we went to a parade. They're from a very small town, so they have this parade every year in the town that happens, and everybody knows everybody, and it was picture perfect. And we strolled along with our dog and my kid, and oh, happy little family. She did end up having fun that day. She got to ride on one of the floats. After the parade, we went back to the house, and his parents offered to babysit so we could go down the street to a friend's house and have a few beers. And we came back and picked up my kiddo. And halfway through the day, at that point, he and I went back to his place, and my ex-husband came and picked her up so that he could spend some time with her also. So, narcissist and I head over to his coworker's party. I brought my beautifully made American flag cake. I'm hella proud of this cake, okay? This thing could have been in like a magazine. It's like the best piece of food I've ever made. But Nothing less was expected of me, right? My beautifully made jalapeno poppers, those were a hit. They were super yummy. I'm gonna make those today, actually. And we hung out and we played, drinking games, and I had my dog, and we sat on the roof for fireworks that night and took a really cute picture of us kissing up there, and la 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 la, right? Ideal version. Good memories. Well, there's no ending to that night in that version of the story because we got in a huge fucking fight. But when I was struggling, this is the happy version that I remembered. And there were genuinely fun parts of that day. There were, but I'd say it was about 10% fun, 90% me feeling like an insert in his life. Knots in my stomach until I drank enough for them to go away. And then I was just mouthy enough at the end of the night to piss him off, and it was showtime. as Beetlejuice would say, right? You've all seen the meme. It's showtime. So the actual version went something like this. My kid felt incredibly uncomfortable, I can tell you that. Not only because of the dress I made her wear and the situation, she did not like my boyfriend at the time. He was grumpy and he was mean to me, and she knew it. I'm sure the knots in her stomach were double the size of mine that day while we were at the parade. I sat and watched him flirt with a girl he went to high school with for a good 30 minutes right in front of me, who I knew he had slept with, and she was eating that shit up, like cake. I just stood there quietly. Because at that moment I didn't exist. There were a lot of those moments with him. I left my kid with his parents because I felt pressured to. It ended up being okay. I mean, his parents were nice people. His dad played water fight with her. But that was shitty of me, reflecting back, to leave my 8-year-old with his parents she didn't really know for a good 2 hours. I'm sure she felt she didn't exist when I did that, which makes me feel the worst. I hardly spent any quality time with her that day. She was bummed out, I could tell, while I was at the neighbor's house. And, while we did that, again, I just stood there looking cute. It was not really fun at all. I didn't know it at the time, but everyone knew my ex there, and everyone knew I was just another girlfriend he had. He had a lot of those. And when we went to the party later at his buddy's house, I missed my kid tremendously. And drank to get rid of that feeling and the pain of the latest, infidelity or whatever the hell was going on at the time. I remember that point. It's like I was really coming to terms with like who he probably was, but I had no proof, so we couldn't really fight about it. And just being so stuck between like loving this person and fighting off the truth, which was, I was with a womanizer. And at the end of the night, him and his coworkers, they were all, correctional officers, were sitting there talking about some girl, and he made a comment, and I can't tell you what it was now, this was years ago, but something that irritated me to the point where I pointed out I did not like the way he treated me or other women, he'd been with, and kind of made it known to the group that I wasn't stupid and knew what he was up to. And it was like a one sentence snide comment kind of a thing. But oh boy, my night got real rocky after that. So, I remember reflecting that night, I was in a lot of emotional pain. I remember laying on his couch in the living room after fighting and just feeling like so ashamed, that I continued to pick this experience over myself and most importantly over my daughter. But I was in it, I was in it. And the first time I left him was about a month later, and we separated for a while. It was my first attempt of getting out. What was said that night is pretty fuzzy, but the gist of it was, I was like putting the fucked up puzzle together. I had no proof he was a pathological liar yet, or that he was in fact a serial cheater. But I was tired of being treated the way I was, and I was tired of keeping my mouth shut about my suspicions and about the two different versions I knew existed. I was tired of keeping my mouth shut about me knowing that he was a bad guy. He had a broken collarbone at the time, so it didn't get physical that night. I think at that point there had only been like one kind of like minor physical incident, maybe two. But I think it's really important to like reflect on the reality of what exactly we were in and what we were sacrificing just to live one more day as the idealized version of ourselves that they wanted, and to reflect on why the fuck we wanted to even be that version versus like our authentic self, right? And the reason behind that is the way we were being treated and the manipulation. That's a whole nother episode. But, the man that I'm with today is definitely not perfect by any means. We've both hurt each other along the way. We've been together about a year and a half now, and we've had to work really hard to have a healthy relationship. We've both been through a lot. We both have history of pretty heavy abuse and bring things to the table that needed to be addressed. But we're here now, and I'm really proud of the relationship that I'm in now, and we've both worked, really hard, and I don't have a rock in my gut today. I have some yummy food in it and a few extra pounds. I'm definitely not the ideal version in my 4th of July bikini today. But I'm fucking happy, and I'm with somebody who not only allows me just to be myself, but he celebrates my authentic self and tells me, like almost daily, you're my best friend. And I don't have to wonder if that's true or not. I know it is. We have true intimacy, and it feels really good. And I don't know what will happen in the future. I don't. But I'm in a place where I don't really focus too much on that anymore. This is today, and I'm going to enjoy today. And today I feel safe, and I feel loved, and I feel good about the way my life is, and the way, that I am a mom to my daughter, and I feel supported. And I created that safety for myself, and it was really hard. Sometimes it still is, but it won't ever be harder than what I used to go through with my abuser, no matter what version I remember. You have to really hold on to that. If you're having a hard day, it's not ever going to be harder than those moments of abuse. And those moments of abuse with people like our ex don't go away. So are you willing to go back and sacrifice your spirit for, those couple happy memories sprinkled throughout the day, and the rest is shit, and you're not really living true to yourself? No. So be patient and kind to yourself. Happy memories are hard to miss, but if you stay true to yourself, new ones will be made that are really much more meaningful. I promise. All right, guys, have a happy, healthy, abuse-free 4th of July. Much love till next time.